federal money to protect farmland. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The new farm bill should help farmland preservation efforts in northern Michigan. Peter Payette reports.
The way farmland preservation works is farmers sell the right to develop their land, so it can never be divided up for houses or strip malls. The federal government spends hundreds of millions of dollars every year to protect farmland, and that will continue under the new farm bill. But the federal dollars need to be matched locally, which can be a challenge in a region where land is so valuable. Under the new legislation, a farmer could donate some of the value of the land to make that local match, essentially lowering the amount needed to protect a farm. Glenn Chown directs the Grand Traverse Regional Land Conservancy in Traverse City and says this waiver could be a huge boost to their efforts.
Farmland is a key economic driver for our region. It's a growing part of Michigan's economy, certainly our regional economy up here.
Congress has been working on the farm bill for more than a year. For the Environment Report, I'm Peter Payette.
This is the Environment Report.
It is the story of penicillin, the first of the modern wonder drugs known as antibiotics.
Ever since that huge discovery, people have been looking all over the earth for more organisms that can fight disease. Brian Murphy has been searching at the bottom of the Great Lakes. He's a medicinal chemist at the University of Illinois at Chicago, and he scooped up more than 600 strains of a kind of bacteria called actinomycetes from Lake Huron. They're looking for something they call drug leads. That's the first step in discovering new medicines. Hi, Brian.
Hi there.
So what's so special about these bacteria?
What's special about actinomycetes is that they dedicate some parts up to 10% of their genome to the production of secondary metabolites, or it's just a fancy word for small molecules. And we think we can use these small molecules as drug leads.
What kind of drugs could come from these bacteria?
It can be anywhere from antibiotics to anti-cancer agents or even antiviral agents. There's really not much of a limit to it. If there is a disease that exists, we can use these small molecules against that disease.
Why are you looking in the Great Lakes?
Very few to no people have actually explored freshwater actinomycetes as a source for potential drug leads. And that's what we'd like to do here. And we're perfectly situated in Chicago to study a number of the different Great Lakes and their ability, the ability for the bacteria within to produce these small molecule drug leads.
We hear a lot about antibiotic-resistant bacteria. How do you see your work helping with that problem?
Our work can help twofold. You know, number one, obviously, we want to discover some kind of a drug lead, something that can be brought into clinical trials and potentially be developed as an antibiotic. But it's very difficult to develop a drug. You know, you have to get something that hits the bacteria. It's not too toxic to humans. You have to be able to produce enough of it. There's so many. It's a very difficult and very long process. But what we can do is when we isolate a very interesting small molecule in the lab, maybe it'll never become a drug, and that's fine, but what we can do is we can analyze the way in which it inhibits the growth of bacteria. Okay, so maybe it'll never be a drug, but if this thing hits a target that we never knew was essential for a pathogen, like the bacterium that causes tuberculosis, if we can find a molecule that hits a new target there, we can learn about how the pathogen works, and the more we know about how it works, the more other researchers around the world can use that information to design better drugs.
Brian Murphy is an assistant professor of medicinal chemistry at the University of Illinois at Chicago. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Rebecca.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.